I'm on your Tuesday afternoon with a drive home around WA. I trust you're well. I've got your fix of technology here. Last week when we spoke to him, he was in San Francisco getting ready for the release of the Samsung phones for 2023. Now, if you follow Trevor on socials, and you really should, including TikTok, he had a couple of clips, and I tell you, this new Samsung phone, the S23, looks pretty good to me. From EFTM.com, hello, Trevor Long.
G'day, g'day. To demonstrate this phone at their event, they had this big space, which I think used to just be a clothing store. It was three levels, and they set up a portrait studio. And I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. Because, you know, the selfie camera on a phone is important. So they set up a literal portrait studio. So you sit there and you make a few poses, strike a pose, and then you walk into the next room. And it was one end of the room was a mirror. The other opposite end was a mirror. And then each side was, I don't know, 15 to 20 televisions with your portraits in it. Man, it was freaky for me. I sent my wife a photo and she had a conniption. But you know what? It just proved that on a big screen, you can really now show these kind of photos because the camera quality on these phones are remarkable. And they've improved the selfie camera for nighttime. They've improved the overall quality of the camera, 200 megapixels, and they're talking now about astrophotography, which I haven't tested yet because I'm in the deep heart of the city and it's not a good place to get astrophotography. I'm going to drive out the bush and I'm going to get some photos and I'm really going to put this thing to the test.
When are you going to get one? Because the green comet is in the sky.
I'm talking to you on it right now.
Oh, cool. I remember, Trev, you and I have talked a number of times about phones and, gee, how far can they go? They're amazing. Yeah. Now what can they do? 200 megapixels. I mean, I don't know. I'm just going off the top of my head, but I don't think there's any high-end SLRs can shoot that sort of resolution.
That's true, but then a camera person will tell you that it's as much about the lens as it is the sensor, and it's not about the count of the pixels, it's about what you do with them. So, you know what? I'll say to you this, it's impressive, no doubt, and side by side with an iPhone, you're capturing more detail, but it's still, to me, nowhere near DSLR style. So, but it's about what you can do at a point and shoot level for something that fits in your pocket. That's what's mind-blowing.
Yeah, can you get me one?
No.
Just thought I'd ask.
Every year.
I know. One day I'm going to get you at a low moment and you're just going to go, yeah, oh, hang on, I've promised I have to do that now. my 22, I'm loving my 22 still. But
no, that's a great phone.
It sounds pretty good to me, that 23 update
50%
time.
50% of all S22 sold last year were the Ultra model, as in the big, expensive model, which just shows people ain't holding back.
Yeah, true. Netflix. This is something that we've talked about. Netflix has been talking about this for a little while too, password sharing, and they're trying to crack
down. You're going to have to get your own account, Cliff. You have to stop sponging off mine.
I don't want to watch what you want to watch.
That's what's happening, right? My mother-in-law has my account. Obviously, my kids do. But Netflix says your account is only for use in one household.
Ah.
So my kids can use it. I can use it. We can put it on our TVs and all our devices. But my mother-in-law should not be using it. Oh. And they're going to block that in the future. We don't know when. But we do know it will happen. But I understand they're going to introduce another kind of price option where you can add a household member.
Ah.
And that member can be at another household. So basically I can add my mother-in-law for like $6 a month, which is way cheaper than her getting an account. But it's it's a $6 extra that I need to pay. So it's a fascinating change that's driven all by Wall Street, wanting them to have more users and more money. We have to just wait and see when they announce it.
Are Disney, Foxtel, Paramount, the other platforms doing this, or do they just go, oh, well, some people are going to share the password, c'est la vie?
I have no doubt they're all analysing it. They're all looking at data. They're looking at how big the problem is, and they will wait for Netflix. What they'll do is they'll wait for Netflix to introduce it, then they'll wait like 6 months to 8 months on their user data, because they have to report it to the stock exchange. Have their numbers gone up, down, whatever? And if it goes net positive for Netflix, they'll all introduce it.
Because there was talk that Netflix wasn't even profitable for a long, long time.
They're making $5 billion a year.
They've got to be profitable now, yeah.
They're doing very well.
Oh, well, should have bought shares in that, I suppose.
Yeah, there's another one.
Should have bought shares in Google. Should have bought shares in Apple. Yeah.
Microsoft. BHP.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got nothing. So.
Yeah, zero. My crypto is about a third of what it used to be.
Let's not talk about that.
No, I don't think we want to go there either. Listen, you should go to EFTM.com. Have a look for these stories. Also, there's a terrific story about Tesla making owning any electric car a whole lot better. City of Bunbury's just got some new electric thingies going on there, and other councils around the state are doing it. Read it all at EFTM.com. Thank you, my friend. I'll stay on the line. I'll give you the address so you can send me your 23 Samsung when you're finished with it. Seem to have lost him there. Take care, buddy.
See you, mate.
Trevor's back next week on Triple M for The Drive Home.